Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois. We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, the ultimate digital Dungeons & Dragons toolkit that takes all the confusing rules of D&D and compresses it into an awesome online package, perfect for D&D newcomers and veterans. Use a link in the podcast description to try out D&D Beyond for free.
Last time on Erois. Having returned to Erois, the party head off in search of a nearby Tiangong shard for Nova. They track the shard to an island of frogmen who attempt to sacrifice the party to a frogmoth, but defeating the frogmen and the frogmoth is only the prelude to a greater danger. The island begins to break and fall apart, and it is revealed to be the back of a giant dragon turtle. Enraged, the dragon begins to thrash and dives underwater. And with a blast of steam breath, knocks out Quill, and Ayla, Lucius, Quill, and Sentry are left stranded in the water, waiting for their airship, the Storm Chaser, to rescue them. Nova uses Tiangong to dimension door to the airship, and then creates an arcane gate for her friends to escape through. But sadly, Lucius is bitten by the dragon turtle and suffers a terrible critical injury, a pierced lung. Sentry manages to get Lucius onto the ship, and their medic, Grey Lano, is called, but things look desperate. As the party escapes the dragon turtle, they struggle to save Lucius's life. After a failed divine intervention, Quill produces a sequester scroll that they'd been saving and uses it to place Lucius in suspended animation until Nova can ritual cast a spell to save him. And that is pretty much where we ended last week's episode, with all of you taking a long rest. And during that long rest, there are dreams. Quillic.
Oh.
You feel wind, smell the burnt air of lightning, and thunder rumbles through your chest. Everything is a dark grey fog. You feel no ground beneath your feet, but you can sense broken earth, destroyed villages around you, sundered mountains, and many, many dead. A light begins to appear in the grey haze. A desperate, faint, blue and white light. A form like that of a dragon that flickers briefly to become a man and then vanishes. A spear takes its place. Its head is twisted in a spiral, and three blue gemstones flickering with stormlight sit beneath its tip. Its haft is wrapped in loose cloth marked with runes that dances as if caught in a breeze. But then you feel something else in the grey fog. Slithering things with red eyes. Their bodies covered in spikes and blades. They hiss and shriek, reaching for the spear. A woman with iron wings flashes in the dark, like a shadow created by a burst of lightning. Her face is cold and void of emotion, but she smiles a thin red smile over snake-like fangs. The spear pulses with power, and suddenly all is white. The grey fog, the creatures, the woman, all blown away, leaving behind only a man with angelic wings. His hair has gone grey, one of his eyes is now blind with cataracts, but the other still sparkles sky blue. He smiles softly as he turns towards you.
It's time, Quill. You must mend what I broke. Save the one I could not.
And the dream ends. Ayla.
Oh, shit.
In your dream, you stand on the Storm Chaser's deck, though it is empty. You look out towards a wall of gray clouds and vicious storms. The lightning cracks and thunder booms, but it seems far away. It seems almost to be listening to you. What do you do? What do you say?
Oh. Who's there?
The lightning and the thunder rolls once more, but no answer comes. But then you see flashes. You see a flash, a world of green fields and rugged rocks. A house on the edge of the coast, made of wood and shields painted in tartan colors, hung above the door. The trees nearby are huge and mighty. The cliffs, dangerously tall and imposing. Elves, red and blonde-haired, with tattoos like your own, spar by the house, whilst children run through the woods laughing, a bear cub playfully chasing after them. There's a pause, and then another flash. The world is now dying. The cliffs break away, crumbling into a boiling ocean that has turned ink black like the void. A terrible red light fills the air. Creatures of malign flesh and purpose shriek as they fight in the air. The house is burning. The shield of the tartan colors lies in the ground, a broken hammer beside it. Above, Valkyrian ships fight the monsters as the ground begins to crack and shift around you, collapsing in on itself. There is another flash. You stand on the Storm Chaser once more, but it is not empty. Behind you stand your allies and friends, the ship's crew, and dozens of wild elves you have never met. Some wear your colors. Some wear Valkyrian armor, but you know that they are not your foes. Another peal of thunder echoes from the thick wall of grey fog that stands before you. The storm calls. And the dream ends.
Gah!
The rest of you sleep soundly, although perhaps still the previous day's events haunting your minds, but you complete a long rest. You wake aboard the Storm Chaser. What would you like to do?
Man, did Lucia sleep soundly?
Yeah.
I think that through the exhaustion and the medicine being prescribed to him, Lucius does not dream. It is a relatively easy sleep. You wake up feeling a little sore in the chest, but yeah, otherwise fine.
Complete.
I think Sentry would go and check on like Lucius and Quill to make sure they're both okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when you come in, whether Lucius is awake, I leave to Trot, but Greylano is kind of tidying up the medic bay. You can see that his chest seems to be fine. There is still this terrible scar, kind of, you know, the flesh has literally been ripped and torn apart around his chest. No amount of magical healing will reduce the scar, but it's still there. Likewise for Quill's face, which still has this terrible scarring all down the side of it. But yeah, they both appear to be fine.
Yeah, I feel like if you go and check on Quill, like, I'm not even in the room. Like, you find me stood in the room watching Lucius. So when you go and check on him, I'm already there. Just to make sure. It was close, Sentry. It was really close that time.
Too close.
I mean, saved by a scroll that we almost got rid of. We almost threw it away. And what would that have meant? No captain, no Lucius. What would the storm would chaser have been then? Would we?
Hello?
Hello? How are you feeling?
Are you both okay? Is he in my room?
Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. Are you okay, Quill?
Oh, it stings. Yeah, it stings, but I'll get used to it. I got used to it a lot worse. It's your chest. I mean, is there scarring? Is there any pain? Is there anything we can do? Do you want us to get you anything?
Yeah.
I'll be okay. You know, we've been through a lot of scrapes, haven't we? Nothing we can't walk off.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's the next? What's the plan?
Oh, I mean, do you want me to get everyone else? Get Nova and Ayla in here? Araya, maybe?
Lucius looks under his mattress.
Maybe we'll get ready, put some clothes on, and then have a meeting in the captain's quarters or something like that. I don't know.
Oh,
map room.
Okay. If you're good to go up there, yes, we can do that.
Greylano is still in the room. The medic, the sort of athletic half-orc woman, turns around and she kind of nods in Lucius's direction, like, yes, the captain's fine to leave for a while. Do try and look after yourself, Lucius. Don't push yourself too much in the next 24 hours. After that, I think that most of the healing should be done. The spell has taken care of any of the extreme dangers, but I do just want to keep an eye on you, so try to be take it easy for the next day.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Is my door unlocked nowadays, out of interest?
This is the medic's chamber. You've been in the like the medic's quarters. They took you here and
Oh wait. Sorry, I thought I was in my beddy.
No, we had you brought here so I could keep an eye on you. But I'm happy for you to sleep in your own chambers tonight. Just wanted to keep an eye on you for the first night, make sure there was nothing we didn't fix with the magic.
Thank you. Thank you for your efforts, all of you. it's no easy sacrifice losing such a potent scroll like that.
It was worth the cost. You would have done the same for all of us. I know you would have. You don't need to thank us.
You thought quickly, and I appreciate that. There was no hesitation.
Greylano just kind of puts your clothes on the bed, or like whatever you weren't wearing, and then she'll head out and just say, like, perhaps we should give the captain a bit of privacy to change.
Okay. As she says that, like...
Yeah.
The door's gonna
Nova's
open.
Nova's at the door.
Nova's gonna stick her head around, and then it's seeing everybody awake. Lucius! Run over, jump on the bed, throw myself on you.
Greylano, like, goes to grab you to stop you, but misses. Like, she literally tries to grab you before you jump on the bed. Like, Nova.
I'm missing the chest.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, in like Lord of the Rings, when Frodo wakes up and all the hobbits are there? That.
And they
like,
jump up on the bed.
And then she's gonna. She's going to bounce on Quill as well and, like, hug Quill and be like, oh, your face, is it okay? Are you 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 okay? Sentry, are you okay? Is everybody okay?
Everyone's okay. Everyone's good.
Ayla's going to, like, be the Aragorn in that scene and just, like, stand at the door.
Standing
like...
at the door. Nodding and smiling. Yeah. Love it.
I'm here, but I'm not going to...
Not doing the hugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't...
I'm pipping it up in this place.
I haven't had a bath. I probably smell, but thank you.
I don't care.
I'm very much awake now.
I'm so happy
Miss
you're okay.
Nova, I appreciate that you are excited to see the captain. Let us give the man a moment of privacy to get changed, perhaps wash himself in the basin, and then we can resume with the celebrations, yes? Come, all of you. And she's starting to try and motion everybody... out of the door, like, come on.
Okay.
I'm just clucking around Quill now. I'm just like, look, I'm asking Quill if he's alright. Are you okay? Does that hurt?
Yep. A little. It's getting better.
When you are all outside, when Greylana kind of gets everyone outside, she will turn and say, Captain, there's a wash basin for you to clean yourself if you want, and your clothes are all here. Just take a moment to get ready. She shuts the door and then gestures to everyone else, like, I wanted to speak with you all privately, away from the captain. I am concerned of his mental state. This was a very traumatic thing for Lucius to go through. I understand that you have all faced death and danger before. Lucius, that would have been very traumatic. And we know that he is from an environment that is not particularly hard. I want you all to keep a very close eye on him. Just make sure that he is in... that he does not dwell on what happened. He is back. He has opportunity in life ahead of him. But I am concerned.
I'll keep an eye on him. I'll keep an extra eye on him in case.
Please do. It may be that my concerns are unfounded, but it was a very difficult thing that he went through. This is no sword blow that is healed by magic. He was suffocating multiple times. We don't know what effect this suspended animation had on him. Whilst, was he still in pain? Was he aware of anything? Just watch him closely. And then she will nod, and then she makes her way off and leaves for you guys to meet up with Lucius afterwards.
Okay, so next steps. We have
Quill.
Tiangong Shard.
I think after everything that's just happened, you and I, we have to have a conversation about this wing. We need to get this wing fixed. I cannot deal with this anymore. I know we've been putting it off because we've had so many other things, and I kind of left everything here when we went off into space, but we need to fix your wing. This needs to be done today. No questions. We're fixing it.
Today?
It's done.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, do you have what you need? Have you put the effort into the rest of the things? Is everything there? I don't know if I still know how to fly.
I really think we need to keep moving towards the Valley of Storms.
I have a really bad feeling. On the ship. It's fine. We can find it on the ship. It's fine. Look, I calculated. I did the maths. I did the statistics. I calculated the. I did a kind of like scenario in my head. I ran the tacticians, and it's fine. If we all prepare, and then I summon it, we can literally. How can I say this delicately? Subdue it without it being able to do anything. So we'll be fine. And that's all I need, is I need air elemental dust, and then I can compose the whole wing. And Quill, you are amazing. You're adaptable. You're intelligent. You're smart. You're quick. I know you have doubts, but I don't doubt you. And I know that you worry about not being able to fly, but I saw you with the fly spell, and I think you'll be fine. And I can adjust things. I can make adjustments to make it easier and better and faster. I can do whatever you need.
Okay. Yes. I mean, that sounds wonderful. I just don't want to let you down, Nova. You've put so much time into this. And if I can't...
You will never, ever let me down.
Okay. Then let's get the air stuff and put it on the wing. Is that what you said? I kind of tuned out with all the tech stuff, I'll be honest.
I mean, I could show you all the technical diagrams, but yes, Quill, let's put the air stuff on the wing and you will fly.
Well,
just throwing it out there that we are about to do something else that the crew have been quite probably traumatized from seeing their captain almost die. Quill is severely scarred. Is now the best time, and you know that I like to beat the crap out of stuff, like number one activity to do. But shall we just calm for just like a day? Keep going. Take it on board then. maybe take it off board to not traumatize the crew anymore. I just wonder that they're a bit, probably.
I think this crew might benefit from some occupational therapy. They're all welcome to subdue it too.
How do you subdue air, Nova?
You know your hammer. Take your hammer. Whack.
And what's to stop that from just pissing off the side of the flying ship that we are currently occupying?
I did the calculations. It's fine. I did the math. I ran the scenarios. I ran it all out. I kind of worked it all out. It's fine. If we all prepare to get a hit in, it has no chance. Oh, God, I feel really bad saying about that. It's fine.
Okay. I think either way, the course should be set for Valley of Storms, right? And yeah. Maybe even figuring out how we can set up this thing that I saw in the vision, Ayla, if you know what I'm getting at.
I think you already had that built.
You want to...
Yeah, I
do. I know what you're getting at, but also I have a really bad feeling that things are worse now. Have you had anything else from Hesper? Anything else that might... Because I had a little bit of a moment thinking about
with who?
Things and stuff. Just in dreams. No, not with anyone. Just, you know, visions of terrible things happening. Lots of my people around me, then not there, then you guys being there. And the storm, I feel like the storm is calling me there, but I don't know what to expect when we get there. And I think that...
So...
I'm worried, Quill, that we've left this too long.
Then we have to solve it as soon as possible. If there's nothing we could have done, we couldn't have got there sooner. There was too much stuff in the way. And if I can get rid of any fears, the dragon that I saw, I believe it's the spear that Hesper told us about. I saw it in the vision while turning into the spear. It's not a dragon that's going to chase us and fight us the moment we, you know, get into the place. So there's that. I mean, yes, we saw...
The dragon is a spear.
It's three gems, kind of got some runes, but a little bit wispy.
Tiny, tiny problem in the fact that the spear is a dragon. Quill.
Oh, I mean, Nova's sword is an all-knowing intellectual powerhouse thing now. I mean, we carry around living weapons all the time.
Correct.
There you go. See?
Thank you, Tiangong. But still,
welcome.
Dragon.
He's getting spear. Highly unlikely.
Hang on. Interesting. He said Tiangong said more than one word at a time.
Correct.
Watch this. Good morning, Tiangong. How are you feeling today?
Intelligence still difficult, but capable of more. Hello. All.
Hello.
Hello. Wow.
Trot, by the way, feel free to just have Lucius be there. I'm assuming you got changed and
probably
came out of the door.
Point,
sure. I just realized.
Buttoning up the rest of his attire on his way in.
Yeah.
Polishing
his shoe.
So, what's the plan?
Valley of Storms.
Valley of Storms.
Right. So, how do we do that? We just fly in there and tie Ayla to a rod and absorb the lightning and...
I mean, honestly, there's not... I can somewhat take the lightning. Like, it doesn't hurt me as much as it would hurt you, but it still hurts. And I don't know. If the storms are getting worse, I just, you know, if I pass out and stuff, I might really need you guys. And I'm all for... You know, taking one for the team, going down with this ship, quite literally, probably. But I have a concern around the fact that it's been a while.
Me and Sentry will be there at all times to watch over you, to give you any healing you might need. Sentry was a spell pylon thing at one point as well, remember? And that got us an invisible ship. So...
I...
If anyone can do
I
it,
wonder
you can.
As well. Tiangong, you mentioned before that a huge amount of magic energy could heal you, could make you whole again. Would you be able to help Ayla maybe dissipate some of the lightning and channel it into yourself?
Difficult to determine. Depending on Storm's nature, might not be magical. In addition, would be more like creating clone than repairing self.
Wait. Tiangong's saying more words now.
Correct, Captain Lucius. Intelligence
Amazing.
Has increased 300%.
300?
That's so wow. many percents. It's an honor, Tiangong.
Thank you Lucius. All for assisting Nova.
Yeah, I
think nothing
say,
of it. Of course.
This is because of you. You see this bit in Tiangong, and I point at the gold streak? That's
yeah.
you.
So now on the sword.
That's you healing Tiangong.
Lucius only glances at it and looks away again. So, anyway. Let's focus on the task at hand.
Yes. What is the plan? What's the plan from the team? Like, are you just going to set sail for Mirskir in the Valley of Storms?
How far away is it?
It's a great question. Quill, you estimate, I'm assuming you guys make your way up to the maps and begin plotting routes and things like that. You estimate your current location is you are in the sea between Giselle and Voxar, two continents. The Hawkstone Archipelago is also nearby. To reach Mirskir, and the Valley of Storms will take around about 3 to 4 days. You're probably about 2 days kind of across sea, and then you'll start getting close to the continent. Probably more like 3 days. Heading to, if you wanted to head elsewhere, obviously that is going to be longer. But to get to Mirskir in the Valley of Storms, about 3 days.
Okay.
How long a detour would it be if we stopped somewhere to buy, you know, say some materials to cast, like, cure major yes. injury again?
Where would you like to go to pick those materials up?
Well, I guess where would have 500 GP worth of rare oils, powder made from crushed diamonds and mushrooms, and a drop of liquid ethereum?
I don't think Nova knows the answer to that question. I think that, you know, a major settlement, like a big city... or a major trading post would have that. The nearest one you know, there are two ones that I would say you would probably know nearby. It's Porta Sovrano, where you just came from, and Imixan, which is a big city in the continent of Giselle, but that's going the other way, away yeah, from Mirskir.
That's quite a detour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll share that with the group and say, I don't know if we want to consider... I've already used up my... ingredients to cast heal greater injury. I don't know if this is something we want to consider going into the Valley of the Storms, being prepared, you know, in case a Nova just kind of fades into awkward silence.
I mean, the Valley of Storms is it does like to injure.
Yeah, it's always worth having the supplies we need to help each other.
Well,
it's about 2 days to Porto Sovrano, and then that you'd be kind of probably add an extra day if you wanted to divert to Porto Sovrano, where you just came from.
I think Sentry just asked, like, how urgent do you both, gesturing to Quill and Ayla, how urgent do you think traveling to the Valley of Storms is right now?
It's something we've put off for a very long time. It's something we should have done immediately. I feel
it was
getting bad
a lot.
It's okay. Getting worse, much worse. Then again, a day, I don't know.
There's no point in us not being prepared to deal with the worst.
I think Starbane, well, more to the point, Zarkira is planning something, and giving her more time means worse situations in Mirskir.
Can you contact Johan?
I can try.
Maybe ask him what the situation is tell him that we're on our way?
Yeah.
Sure. You can cast sending.
Stop it, Mark.
He hasn't reached out to us, so let's see what sending. Let's see if I can reach him. Yeah, I will cast ascending and say, clear skies. We're on our way. What is the situation in Myrskir? Is it safe?
Okay. Does the whole message?
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire thing. I know he's only got 25 word response. So.
Well, you don't get a response. There's no response from your hand. You wait. Time passes. No response.
Huh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so...
SpaghettiOs.
So, here's my suggestion. We go now. We don't wait a day. We don't delay any longer. A greater injury, it's important, but something that could be solved later. I think we need to go now.
I'll do whatever I can to help. Anything.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, so just plot a course and head straight there. Is that the plan here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Well, like, yeah. Find like a decent point to enter into Myrskir, right? Like instead of, you know, as decent as I can think of.
The thing is Myrskir is a coastal continent. Like you approaching really from anywhere is not really going to make a difference where you come in from. The mountains are all on the other side of the Valley of the Storm, so you don't have to worry about passing over mountains or anything like that. You're coming in from the coast. You have 3 days, so assuming, do you want to try and summon the air elemental on the ship and fight the air elemental on the ship? Do you want to do anything in 3 days? Cast any spells? Otherwise, we're going to race through them. Otherwise, we're just going to be like, bam, 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 3 days go past.
Yeah, I want to get this wing done.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can just basically, you know, even if it's, you don't necessarily have to do it on the airship, you will pass over small islands. There's not any people living on them. They're little bits of rock. You could just like land nearby, summon it on there and then fight it there. Or if you want, you could summon it on the deck. It's up to you.
Nova's up for doing it wherever, but leaves it up to the rest of the crew to argue over whether or not we summon it on the deck, or like, she's done the calculations. Mm-hmm. She's confident it's fine and we can keep going.
I mean, if you've done the calculations, I'll do whatever you need. Whatever. What was I doing in your calculations? I'll do that.
Subduing it.
Okay.
Fighting it. Everyone's going to fight.
Level 6 guiding bolt.
It needs to be destroyed.
Guiding bolt. Like, yeah. Literally, yeah. The top level guiding bolt.
The thing is... this is what Kim's referring to. So Nova, this is me speaking as Nova for a minute, if you don't mind, Kim. Nova's plan is that she will summon the air elemental whilst everybody, you guys, Araya, the crew, is stood around it with readied actions of when the elemental appears, I cast my most powerful spell, I attack it recklessly, I divine smite it at the top level I can. And because it's surprised, you'll all have advantage on your attack rolls, as will all the crew, as will Araya. I'm not even going to run the combat because I've done the maths, and if everybody does it, even with bad rolls, you have advantage. This thing is going down. Like, this thing doesn't last a single turn. It's dead. Like, level 6
like
guiding bolt, level 6 chromatic orb, two whacks from Ayla, divine smites from Sentry, all of the crew with longbows, Araya, Lantian, Howard, like, everybody just like...
throwing spots.
Howard just like, with a frying pan, you know?
Throwing a pot at it.
Yeah, this thing will die. So they're like, Nova, for the sake of speed, we'll say Nova convinces everybody. She's, and it just is, it is destroyed before it even has a chance to react. This thing is destroyed. Is it a scroll you got, wasn't it, Nova? It was a scroll of Kundra.
It was a scroll,
elemental.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the scroll burns, this kind of swirling torrent of air is summoned, and just spells and hammers and swords like come in. Tear this thing apart, and it
just a cloud.
It is reduced down to It's reduced down to like a pile of kind of glittering dust and a very small orb, like a almost like a pearl. And Nova scoops that all up and then trundles back down to her workshop to finish the wing, I'm assuming. go on, Lucius.
In the heat of everyone just kicking off, and when it all settles and you got the orb, Lucius is gone.
Okay.
Okay.
He looked like he took part, but then he's just not there in the circle of death.
Okay. Sure.
It's not a circle of death. We subdued it.
where for the DM's point of knowledge and the audience's knowledge, where does Lucius go?
He disappears to his quarters.
Okay. Just quite shuts the door and we don't see him.
He basically bails out on casting the spell. And it's essentially an anxiety attack of some sort.
Okay.
That he's dealing with.
Okay. Mm. Sure. So in the chaos, I think Quill would notice, though. If you can want to give me a stealth check for Lucius, but Quill's passive perception is very high.
Yeah, I guess he would try and
hide.
I mean, I feel like I would be, even with my massive passive perception, my gorging massive perception, I think I'm too focused on the air elemental, and when I see the orb, it's kind of like, you know, that's flight for me. That's so I'm kind of too focused on that.
Yeah, and I was going to wait to see what Trot rolled, because if Lucius rolled like a 1, I'd still say, Quill is still going to notice. But with a 20 stealth, and you would technically get a penalty because you are focused on a battle to your perception, Lucius gets away without anyone noticing. Without anyone realizing. Nova, it will take you probably 2 days. So the wing will be finished just before you reach Mirskir. It will be reached sort of the day before you actually arrive, or like a few, sort of like half a day before you arrive in Mirskir. And it's going to take up most of your time to work on. What about everyone else?
Could I real quick do a divination?
Sure. Read it out. What's the spell?
So I have to sacrifice something appropriate to my religion worth 25 GP, but like it could be like a page from a Hesper book, or I don't know.
I mean, do you have a Hesper book page worth 25 GP in your inventory?
I have a sequester scroll which I should remove from my inventory.
Yep. What did I tell you, Thomas Hazel, about spell components with a cost? I said if you want to cast them from now on, you have to have them.
He How said, much "No more, Mr. Say, nice DM."
How much would you say a feather from my wing would be?
Nothing. It's worth zero.
What about like 20 of them?
Paint it gold for you.
No, absolutely not. You've got like a gold holy symbol worth 25 GP to Hesper, 100%. You've got 25 GP of rare incense. Sure, go for it. But what you got?
What would it be? Like, if I wanted to gather material for this, right, this spell, like if I were to buy it, what would I buy? I think that's where I'm confused.
What does it say? An item or object says worth 25 gold dedicated to your god.
Yeah.
There you go. Like, that's your answer.
25 gold feathers? Like 25 gold bird court? Like,
you know, a little silver statuette or a holy symbol or a prayer book worth 25 gold, you know, something like that. Like, you have to have a thing. Now, if you've got something in your inventory, something, you know, that is worth some money that is connected to you in some way, yes. Feathers from your body, no. Things like if you had a spyglass, spyglass is worth like 1,000 gold. That could be used. It's a bit expensive, but you could use it.
How much is a featherfall token worth? That was quite a lot.
I would say that would work. It is worth, I think they're worth like 100 gold or something, I think I charge for them. That would work. I'd say that's connected enough to sky and air that it would count.
What about a scroll of identify first level?
Yes, he's the god of magic. I'd say again, you could make a, you'd have to do like a little ritual to be like, oh, I bless this scroll in Hesper's name. This is now the scroll of Hesper. Well,
like,
now I sacrifice.
Like I'm arguing with the gods. Like, yeah, it's to do with you because knowledge, you know, and spells.
No, it's just you have to connect it to Hesper in some way. So performing small rite to kind of bond it to Hesper is enough.
I'm actually going to get your inventory.
I'm going to look at your inventory right now and just see if you've got some. Also, does the spell say it consumes the item?
It does, yeah.
Okay, it does. Your quarterstaff, your prophet's quarterstaff, that would count.
Yeah, but I like cartography tools. Nowhere, you know.
Yeah, no, sure.
I mean,
okay.
The scroll of whatever it was, identify. I've got like the components to cast that ritually anyway, so I don't really need it.
Sure.
So yeah, I'll do that. And I want to ask, does Johan meet us in the Valley of Storms?
And what does the spell say? Is it like a yes, no cryptic answer, or is it a...
Ask a single question concerning a specific goal, event, or activity to occur within 7 days, and you offer a truthful reply. The reply might be a short phrase, a cryptic rhyme, or an omen.
Ah, excellent. Okay, so you perform a small ritual on the deck of the Storm Chaser, painting on runes of Hesper to the ends of these scrolls and kind of consecrating it in Hesper's name. And then you channel the energy of this divination spell and you watch as the scroll turns to spectral feathers and is pulled up and picked up by the wind, scattering to the sky. You hear Hesper's voice, carried on winds, whispering through your ears from very, very far away. The spirit of the storm will meet you past the Great Wall.
Okay, cool. That works for me. That works for me.
Sure.
Just want to make sure he's not, you know, toast.
No. and if in the future it might be worth, when you are at a big city, going and buying, like, you know, some small statuettes or like symbols of Hesper for such a spell in the future.
Little action figures of Hesper.
Sure. Anything you like, as long as it's worth 25
nice.
gold. I told you guys, I was like, I'm gonna crack down on this stuff.
I'll buy some like chic jewelry from Hot Topic that's just feather necklaces and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's worth 25 GP,
little
I don't
feather
care
charms.
Yeah. And as long as it's in your inventory as well. Cool. All right, anything from anybody else?
I think Ayla would
we'll do Ayla, then we'll do Sentry.
I think Ayla would probably try. She would probably communicate just to Quill what her dream was. I don't think she'd communicate it to everyone because she feels like Quill kind of understands those kind of dreamy type things. And she would let him know everything that she had heard and the visions of like the her village being destroyed and people in Valkyrian armor and other elves that are wearing Mitar in behind me in the storm calling. She'd probably explain all of that to Quill and try and see what he thought that meant, because in her head she's just a bit worried that it's a terrible omen, but also confused if there's anything else she should be doing. Like, should I be gathering people? Where do I find them? Do I need help for this?
I can use my eye. If you want me to use the Eye of the Storm, I don't know. Maybe when the magical-ish lightning is coursing through you, maybe it will unlock memories. Maybe that's what it's linked to. Maybe it will be something akin to Alfheim, I assume is what it was.
I think I need to gather allies. Maybe not for this, but just in general. I think I need to... The Wild Elves need to gather. They need to rise against him.
They'll listen to you. If you're from this clan of so much more power than theirs...
Why would they listen to me?
That's what it sounds like.
Why would they listen to me? I'm just a random elf. The same as they are. There's nothing special about me.
There's so much special about you. Are you kidding?
No, hey, I have a power,
the
but...
lightning?
The yeah,
hammer?
But...
Like, you're indestructible.
But there are other elves who have those powers. There are other... that we've seen them. Why would I be the one who they would care about? I don't even like talking to people. People suck.
They don't need someone to talk to. They need someone to lead them. If anyone can, it's you.
No, that's someone like... Sentry can lead the Guardians. That's something like... that. I'm not... I'm just I just hit things and hope for the best. That's what I do.
The wild elves look.
I can't lead a big pack of people. Ugh. People.
Maybe not right now, but maybe one day. Maybe one day you'll have to.
That's more scary than like being hit by a whole bunch of lightning. I think I prefer to just die that way.
We won't let that happen. Me and Sentry won't.
Speaking of Sentry, is there something you wanted to?
Sentry wants to go to speak to Grey Lano, try and get as much medical knowledge from her as she can. Especially about like,
or, like, spend some time like training and stuff.
Yeah, and learning about like humanoid anatomy and all that stuff, and like learning what things do.
Okay,
she's cared for a young child, but she's never had to do anything, I guess, kind of surgical and like too intense. There's always been other people to do that for her.
I get you. Is Sentry already proficient in medicine as a skill?
Let's have a look. I have a +2 in medicine,
but you're not proficient in it.
I don't think so, no.
That's fine.
No.
So it will take... So you sit down with Grey Lano, and Grey Lano's like, yes, of course, Sentry, it'd be useful to have... I know that Quillic can heal with magic, as can you, but sometimes we cannot heal everything through magic. Magic is good at restoring energy, sealing minor wounds, dealing with infections, but sometimes injuries are more complicated than that. I can begin to show you what I know, but I don't think we'll have time to complete your training before you reach your destination. It will take us perhaps a week, perhaps slightly longer to fully train you in medicine. But I can definitely give you some things, and I can begin to train you a little bit. Yes, I think that is definitely something we can do. It will be hard. This is knowledge that I've gained over many, many years. But I think I can speed track you through a few things, teach you how to sew a wound or deal with a damaged organ for a little while. Combined with your own natural healing magic, I think that you should be able to deal with most things.
Watching you help Lucius, it was amazing. It was terrifying, but it was amazing.
I wish only that I was able to do more. I feel that my own knowledge was lacking there. All I could do was give him brief moments to breathe, but I think I've been studying a way to help with that more. If something like that happens again, I think that perhaps next time I'll be able to deal with it a little bit better. But yes, well, let's begin your training. Let's begin over here, and she takes you over to the thing. And yeah, over the next couple of days, Sentry, you're going to be preoccupied with Grey Lano, but what we'll do is it will take you a week to become proficient in the skill. So what's your current proficiency bonus as Sentry?
Let's have a look.
It should be at the top of your sheet.
What would that be?
It's just called proficiency bonus, I think. It's normally a round initiative. There's like a little box for it.
Oh, +4 there is.
+4. Okay, so in a couple of days, we'll say that you get to add half of your proficiency, so +2 to medicine checks. And then when you complete the training, you'll get the full proficiency in the skill.
Awesome.
So yeah, just do a manual extra +2 for now, but then when you complete it, take that +2 off and mark it as proficient. And we'll figure a way to do that on the character sheet. But yeah, you've got an extra +2 to medicine. And yeah, that's how we'll run it, basically, is you representing, you practicing and learning with Grey Lano this new skill to try and become almost like a field medic. Like, you're kind of learning, like, really basic, I just need to slap this together and then we'll magically heal it later. Like, I just need to stop the internal bleeding or whatever and blah, 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 blah. But that's going to take, like, 3 days, like, to do. So that's you pretty much preoccupied.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, I think that basically puts Sentry and Nova out of the equation for now. Lucius, Trot, how does Lucius... Does Lucius recover from the attack? Like, does he come out like a little bit later on? Or does he... You know, what was Lucius up to over the next few days?
He seems to be going about his duties as normal.
Okay. Seems like nothing's changed. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
He looks a little like more tired than normal, as if he's got disturbed sleeps over the next few days.
Okay.
Disturbed trances, I guess.
Sure. I think that over the next few days, you know, you interact with the crew. Faith sticks to you very closely after your traumatic experience, and she's just chatting, telling you about things that you missed whilst you were in astral space, kind of talking to you about the things that you got up to, kind of just tries to keep your mind off things by kind of just focusing on everyday stuff, you know, like when somebody's just, they're just talking at you to make you feel a bit more comfortable, you know, they're not expecting you to listen or engage, they're just kind of filling the air around you as a distraction. She kind of focuses on that mainly.
That seems to help a lot with Lucius, yeah, for sure.
The one person who does notice something a bit more, in fact, I didn't actually roll for Howard and Lancian either. There's only one person who seems to really pick up that something's up, and I think it's Kamara. Kamara notices a few things. Didn't notice you fleeing the battle against the air elemental, but definitely picks up on something being a bit wrong. And at some point, will grab you when you're not alone, but sort of like when there's not really anybody else around, and just kind of give you a hard look and be like, "How are you holding up, Captain, since the escape from the island?"
Oh, fine, thank you. Anything to report?
No, everything's proceeding as normal. The crew actually seem to be in very good spirits, I think. I think escaping from that thing, but also more importantly, seeing Quillek and Nova save you has done a lot for their morale. They've grown quite attached to you, I must say, against my own better judgment. I try and encourage them not to get too attached to individual captains. We tend to work for many different ones, but they like you a lot.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad morale is high.
It is. Can't imagine something like that was particularly easy. She just looks at you.
He seems to shuffle on the spot a lot, avoiding eye contact. Yeah, it wasn't, no. But we dealt with it. Everyone was strong, and we overcame it. So that's where we are now.
Mm. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I'm not one for telling many stories, but the wolf pack has been with me for a long time. I was one of our youngest. We got into a fight with a group of sky pirates. It was a vicious one. It was an old trading airship. They didn't have much in the way of weapons or armor. They were just merchants, really, and these pirates knew it. They came with crossbows and weapons, and they boarded us. We fought them off, but it was a really tough fight. And the younger ones, they hadn't seen anything like that before. There was a lot of blood, a lot of death. One of them, a young beastwalker called Finn, he didn't really recover from it. He couldn't hold a blade anymore. It would make his paw tremble, ear twitch. Sometimes we can't forget things that happen to us. But he made the mistake of not telling anyone. He ran away. Left at the next port. We didn't see him leave. We didn't see him go. Because if he had, I would have talked to him. I would have helped him. Don't. Just because you're the captain doesn't mean you have to keep everything locked up inside. They care about you. Not just the crew, but your own friends. If you need help, just ask. She gives you a nod, and then is happy to turn away and leave. In a very motherly sort of, I've said my piece, and I will now leave unless you want to talk.
He seems to just nod, Lucius, kind of as gracefully as he can. I think as Kamara walks away, he kind of is almost like he's been holding his breath that entire time, and just has a bit of excessive breathing for a bit, and then he just kind of stiffens up and then walks in the opposite direction.
Sure. Cool. Anything from anyone else, or we are going to jump ahead a few days to the wing being completed?
I think that Ayla is just going to maybe spend the next few days just sort of maybe going up the mast and just looking out over where they're going, and just trying to sort of feel the weather around her and just connect a little bit to the wind and just spend some time being on her own and sort of thinking about that, sort of getting herself mentally in that area where she can sort of sense things.
It's up to you whether you want to dismiss them, but Lookout, the Guardian, is always up there. That's his position. But if you want to, he'll just leave. If you say, oh, I'll take over for a bit, he'll just scuttle down and leave you on your own. Make a survival check for me. Just roll a d20 and then survival check. I'm interested.
I'm just going to fall off the ship.
18.
The weather's changing. You can tell it's far off, it's far away, but there's... And it's not that you know it because of things that you can see or smell or hear. It's a feeling deep in your chest. The storm's bad. You can tell, even this far out. The wind is growing stronger, very slightly, but it's changing. It's getting more intense. The air feels more pressurized. The closer and closer you get to Mirskir, you can feel the power coming from that place, for sure.
Ugh. I think she'll probably do this a few times during each day.
Sure.
And then also, so she'll probably dismiss Lancian for those periods when she's up there. And then just to be alone and really focus. And then she'll probably keep Quill updated just with how it's going as we move closer.
Yeah.
Just as someone else to sort of, I guess, vent to and just lean on and just make him aware of the situation because he knows the value of storms.
Yeah, yeah. There's a connection. Like, it's the two of you are being pulled to this place. Him more directly than you, but there is definitely something there pulling the both of you towards it. However, after a few days, Nova emerges from her workshop covered in oil and smudge stains and magical dust, carrying a apparatus, a mixture of metal frame, leather in place of feathers and wings, Magitek built into it. Go on, sure, yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
I didn't realize you had a description in place.
Yeah, I had an idea in mind. So yeah, it's made out of leather, and the metal that's part of it has been tempered, so it's incredibly thin and lightweight. The whole idea that she's had in mind in trying to create it is basically create a wing that looks as close to Quill's natural colors as possible. And she's tried to make the wing, like the feathery part, look as natural as possible. It has a harness that fits over the side of his missing wing that attaches to the front. And so he can control it from the front. And there's all kinds of like counterweights and counterbalances, like I'm sure you've seen How to Train Your Dragon, so that he can control it from the front to create like counterbalances so that it is as natural as possible. There is like a kind of, the closer it is to the shoulder, there is kind of more mechanical parts to it that she hasn't quite been able to cover. But at a glance, it should look as natural as she's been able to make it. And it does shimmer with a slight light as well. I've found like a vague image that I've put in the Roll 20. So a bit more natural than this. And obviously in Quill's wing colors, so the browns and the whites. But yeah, I think that's what her intention was the whole time. She wanted to make it look as close to Quill as she physically could. And as easy for him to operate as she can.
Cool.
That's kind of what I have in mind.
Nice.
Very cogsy, very feathery. Very cool.
Yeah, and things like the leather could be dyed to match the colours. So when you had the leather working done, it's all been sort of dyed to kind of give this effect that matches Quill's own wing pattern and things like that. Quill, like, Nova's going to have to fit you into it the first time. Like, do we see that? Is this happening up on deck?
I mean, like, I feel like the moment I see Nova walking out, there's a part of me that's like, if I'm like behind a mast or something, I almost am tempted to sink away into that so she doesn't see me or that I can sneak away and almost delay it as long as I can. But the moment she like locks eyes with me, I just slowly
Ayla's
walk
Ayla's just up.
Up
on the mast going, hey, Quill, hey, Quill. Nova's there with a wing. Hey, Quill. Hey, hey.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
Quill.
You, Ayla.
Quill, can you hear me?
You I see can, the, wait, the crew is starting to like the as Ayla's calling out, like the crew is kinda like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh, what's Miss Nova carrying? Ah, Howard's just like, oh, what's that? And, like everyone's starting, there's a crowd gathering for sure.
Like really slowly walking up. Nova, is it?
Hey, Quill.
Complete.
I think I'm almost done. Are you okay to do this here? I don't know. Like, how do you want to do this?
I don't know, Nova. We can fit it.
I can tell everyone to piss off.
Somewhere.
Yeah. At that, yeah. Everyone else starts looking away.
Off. Everyone, fuck off.
They'll start. Everyone starts clearing the deck. I think the only people left up
in
there would
the
be
the nicest way. Thanks.
Orion, yeah, will call out. That might also count for you, Miss Ayla. Perhaps you should also fuck off.
No problem. I'm staying up here. I'm looking ahead. Just don't mind me.
Okay. What do you need to do? Where do you need me? How?
Okay, so all I need is if you could just push your cloak back, I can attach it here. So this strap does this, this strap does this, this is a counterbalance, and this is, and she gives like a kind of rushed explanation. And then she'll kind of rush it, but then she'll be like, she'll catch herself, and then, look, I know this is a big thing, and I kind of realize I sort of maybe bulldozed you a little bit about this, and I'm really sorry about that. I think it's just, look, you trusted me when the whole thing with the ILS happened, and I don't know how to repay you, and this was the only way I could think of, you know, using the big old smarts, and I studied thermodynamics a lot, and look, you're not going to let me down, whatever happens. You don't have to use this. You can just keep it. If you don't like it, you know, just keep it. It's fine. If you want me to take it away and burn it, I'll take it away and burn it. But, you know, and if you use it and there's anything that you need, like adjustments or, you know, something, that's fine. I can do whatever you need, Quill. Whatever you need, I can do it. Okay? This is you. I won't be offended.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so cloak, right?
Yeah.
Cloak was the, like if the, I just the, start... the instruction that came from that.
Yeah. So if I like am slowly moving it back, like my hand is shaking, like even like my jaw is kind of like almost trembling. Quivering in a way, yeah. Like just my entire body is just shaking and like slow movements and heavy breathing.
Does it look
breathing
like quite and... a heavy piece of apparatus, like? Or,
I mean, I think
Ayla might come down and just while Nova's trying to do things, just hold it for you, but also probably just put a hand on Quill's other shoulder and just gently encourage him.
I think that it would look heavy, right, Kim? But actually, when Ayla touches it, you realize it's incredibly light. Like the magic of this air elemental has rendered it near weightless. It's as light as a bird's wing, you know. It feels, even though it's made of metal and leather, it feels like it will barely, you know, taken down.
Nova will have tried to make it as natural as Quill's existing wing, so it's the same size, the same shape, but as light as possible for him, so it's comfortable and as light as possible.
One question I had for Tom, as Quill is pulling up the cloak, do we see like the scarred remnants of where his arm was, where the lightning basically would have burnt all of that side of his body?
I mean, if the space needs to be, I mean, I guess with this wing being put on, I guess the cloak would have to be removed, I suppose.
Like fully like pulled up, you know, up and so that the whole shoulder joint is visible, yeah.
I guess it needs to go somewhere around here, the first of many scars, I guess.
Yeah, you see it all kind of burnt. Like but yeah, Nova, go on.
Mm-hmm. No reaction from Nova. Nova's just still got her smile on her face. Just, you know, yeah, okay. Accounted for this. So if I strap this here and strap this here.
Straps kind of feel all over your body and it's comfortable. Like, you barely notice the weight. It's weird. It's almost... It's been a long time since you felt the weight of a wing on that side. It's alien, but at the same time, almost like you've always had that feeling there. The kind of phantom limb that's always been in that space, even in your mind, that kind of knowledge of that something used to be there, it's now suddenly filled and something is there. And as you kind of flex and move, the careful design of the mechanics, but also the magitech built into it, it kind of seems to attune and blend in with your nervous system. Quill, I would like you to add magitech wing to your inventory and mark it as attuned.
Magitech wing. Wonderful. Okay. Oh, good. I do have space for it. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to unattune something. But because this is a prosthetic, so there is a couple of things with this. One, only you and Nova can remove this item. Like, nobody can forcibly take this wing off you. Now, obviously, a critical injury could damage it, but nobody can, like, rip it off of you or anything like that. That's part of the magic that's built into it. But as you stretch it and as it connects with that nervous system and you form this magical bond with this wing, it is like having an arm and a hand again. It is exactly, it has replaced the wing perfectly. Yes.
Well, it's full limb control as well.
Well, if Nova's like designed it to mirror your other wing, which means it has the hand, it has like a mechanical hand built into it as well. This is a prosthetic limb. It's a fully functioning arm and wing back. And your fly speed is restored.
Can I feel any like magical energy going through it? Can I cast spells with it is what I'm asking.
It is as if it were your own hand and limb.
Oh my god.
After 2 years, you can fly.
Yeah, like I guess I'm moving around very awkwardly. Like at one point it kind of shoots out a little bit too far and it's like, okay. Bring it back slowly. Kind of like if it like controlling a machine, right? In a way.
I mean, it's kind of like in your head, it's almost like you have to get used to the idea of like you realize that your subconscious is kind of sending messages to this hand without you thinking. Like you're kind of like, now move up, now move down. But actually, you don't need to do that. Like when you stop thinking,
that's what I mean.
It kind of like the fingers stretch as if somebody was just like, you were like, oh, I'm going to stretch my arm a little bit. That as the wind catches the leather feathers, it almost like you reflexively are like, oh, you kind of stretch it out to catch the wind as it connects in with all of the feathers, and you feel that lift.
Okay, in that case, like I guess we're on the top deck of the ship, right? Like I want to walk to the front, like towards the masthead, and I'm kind of like looking out, like my real wing is catching the wind, and then I bring out the other one to let that catch the wind. And then I just sort of stand there for like way too long, like, and then like everything starts to shake, and it's like, Nova, I don't know how.
Yeah, he does.
Nova,
you do, Quill, you do. Hey, can I just show you one more thing, just between you and us? And I lift up, so the strap, where the strap overlaps across his chest, kind of probably near his heart, I lift it up, and there's an emblem stamped into the leather. And it's an outline of the Storm Chaser. And I say, I didn't really know, I thought for ages, I didn't really know, I wanted something that represented all of us, but stamping 5 people's emblems kind of takes up a lot of the leather. So I thought, the Storm Chaser, right? Kind of represents all of us and the family we've made together here. You and I, you trusted me. You didn't have to, but you trusted me. And yeah, you gave me a second chance. You've got this. I know you do.
I think I like slowly like bring the wings down, turn around, and like there's just tears in his eyes. Thank you, Nova. This is more than I could have ever asked for. And I'll hug her with the new wing as well. And then as I
wraps go back,
as I release from the hug, I'll then like fall on the front of the ship.
There's a moment, Quill, where the heart races. You feel air rushing around. You can't almost suppress that panic of I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. And then there's also memory attached to it. You remember those first flying lessons with your brothers and your sisters at the Academy, Messenger Guild. You remember you fell off the Messenger Tower in Mirskir in the same way. You were confident. You were so confident and bold. You let yourself fall backwards to show off in front of everybody else. And then you span and caught the wind and sailed towards the valley. And again, now, with one breath, you spin, the wind fills, and you feel it connect with the wings, and whoosh, you are gliding, and you are flying.
Oh, man. I'm like, yeah, I guess for when it catches in, like, I launch back along the side of the ship and, like, go over the top, underneath, try and spin. And I guess, like, at one point, do I see, like, the Valley of Storm in the distance?
So, as all of this is happening, it's, you know, taken some time to get all this ready. Yes, you do. And in fact, everybody does.
Now, when I see a peal of thunder,
mm-hmm.
can I'm almost wondering if I can resist some kind of check, right? Like,
sure.
Like, if I'm seeing the thunder in the distance, the same thing.
Yeah. Let me, make a wisdom saving throw, which is your basic kind of against being frightened saving throw.
Okay. 16.
Yeah. So, everybody, including yourself, Quill, in the distance, you can barely see the continent of Voxar anymore. In its place, like an enormous, impossible wall, is a dark grey fog that fills the space. It blocks out all sight of land, mountain, civilization. Lightning, almost dark purple in colour, flashes in the fog, and a peal of thunder ripples through the air. Quill, you feel yourself kind of lurch and panic, but you manage to kind of keep hold of your senses away from becoming frightened or letting go of your flight. You can make your way back down onto the deck of the Storm Chaser if you want to, as everyone else is kind of staring out towards it. Everyone else, you also notice that on the sea below, great waves churn and roil around the coast of Mirskir, as several dozen orc ships make haste away from the land. Each ship is packed with citizens of Mirskir carrying belongings, whatever they could carry. Dozens of them, perhaps hundreds, all fleeing this land that is now completely enshrouded in this thick grey storm. And that's where we'll take a break, and we will come back in a few minutes.
Oh, what an incredible moment. Holy crap.
I can fly. Damn.
Very fucking cool moment. Yes.
Oh, two whole dang years of not flying.
And you got it, baby. You got it. Not just flying, but like a whole new arm. Whole new arm for you.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Nova worked hard. She said it was an exact copy of your other limb. So yeah, it's the hand too.
Oh, man. So cool. So dang cool. Thank you, Kim.
We're gonna take 5 minutes to grab a drink, to play some ads, and to read out some messages, and then we will be back as you enter the storm.
Oh god.
There's a lot of
I mean,
going on.
Yep.